Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here's your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we interview your favorite actors from film and television, music, pretty much anywhere pop culture hangs out, comedy. And today we have a very special guest. We are chatting with the amazingly talented Jackie Moore, and she has two projects out that we're going to talk about. Want and Want, which just came out recently. And then just slightly before that, Party from Hell. So we have a lot to talk about. Jackie, welcome into the show. It's great to have you here today.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Brett.
Yes. Well, you have two amazing projects out at the same time. So my first question would be, I mean, it must be amazing to have one project out and about people watching, but to have two has to feel even more amazing, I would think, personally.
It's pretty cool. It's also cool because they're very different roles. So, you know, to see them come out, and you never really know what the movie's going to be like until you see it all edited, all completed, and, you know, on whatever platform it is. Because I think after I complete a movie, I usually almost edit it in my head. I'm like, okay, so this will be here, this will be here. And it's always so interesting to see the final product. And, you know, it's really exciting to see it.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that leads me to my next question, because a lot of times actors complete a project, like you mentioned, and they kind of go over it in their head and they think about things and go, okay, you know, I did this, or maybe I would have done this differently. But to have two projects out simultaneously, are both sides of your brain just going insane, thinking about, okay, I need to separate this and then move this over here? Or how does that work as an actor? Because I imagine, I mean, the pressure is already insurmountable anyway, but then to have two projects going at the same time, I mean, it's exciting, but it's a really big deal, I think. At least from my perspective.
Yes. Well, it definitely is very interesting. You know, when you see one, you get kind of, you know, I do watch my work. I know some actors, they choose not to, but I like to see what, you know, what I was doing, because sometimes it actually helps you to see your work. And in my acting school, we always watched our performances, like our auditions or anything. My teacher would film the class. So I really think it's important to watch your work and to see, you know, how you grow. As far as it being kind of a lot to take in at once, it definitely is a lot. And I think the other thing is, like, you see other people's opinions about the project. And that's very difficult, because, you know, once it's out there, and, you know, you didn't edit the movie, you know, actors just go there, they do their jobs. And then it's kind of like up to the audience to decide if they like it or not. So it's sad to see some people, you know, will tear it apart, and then there'll be other people that love it. So, you know, it's a lot. It's definitely, it's interesting to have movies come out, especially when they're two very different characters.
I can imagine so. And I think that's where maybe perhaps just as a creative, you kind of just have to draw the line in your mind and go, okay, this is what it is. I did the very best I could as an artist and as a creative. Mm-hmm. And so past that, you know, there's not really much more I can do other than just letting the public decide what they're going to decide. But in your mind, you're like, I did everything I could to make this as amazing as possible.
Yes. And the funny thing is that a lot of times the scenes you think are not your favorite, or you don't think your performance was what it could have been, those actually end up being your favorites. And I don't really know why. I think sometimes, you know, when we're really feeling something, when we're really in the moment in a scene, when we're filming it, it can feel uncomfortable, you know,
sure.
You're really feeling something. And I think sometimes after you shoot that, you're like, oh, that could have been so much better. But then when you watch it, you're like, oh my gosh, I was really in that. Like that's a lot different than what I kind of anticipated it would look like. So that's interesting too, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine. I find what actors do so fascinating otherwise, but then when you start adding all these other elements and things into it, then it becomes even more interesting. Let's talk about the two projects individually because they both are very different.
Right.
You can start on whichever one you want. Let's talk about them. And if people have not had the chance to watch them, what they're both about.
Well, Party from Hell was basically, I play this party planner that's kind of an evil, murderous villain. And I'd never played a villain before, so it was very interesting to play Molly. And that one just aired on Lifetime. It just re-aired, actually, a few days ago. And I think the challenging part of playing a villain is you have to kind of get behind everything they're doing. And obviously, you know, we're not murderers, so it's hard to kind of get into that headspace of like, you know, why? Because you have to have empathy for your character. You always have to agree with what you're doing when you're creating the character, at least. So that was a very different role for me. And I definitely watched a lot of like, you know, documentaries on killers and people that were considered, you know, sociopaths or psychopaths, because that's what I believe this character was.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously has to be some kind of research.
Yeah.
And the film also stars amazing people, Eric Roberts, other people who've had on the podcast as well. Both of these are great films. Let's talk about Want and Want, because that one, again, is a very polar opposite character, polar opposite role, but an equally great film.
Thank you. Yes, Want and Want is very different. And the character, Veronica, is a soap actress who quits her job and decides that she's going to try to have a quote-unquote normal life. And, you know, I think as many women in the business can relate to, there is this choice that we feel like we have to make, because an entertainment career is tough, because it's like, you never know when you're going to work. You never know when you're going to have downtime. And I have two dogs. So for me, that's a lot to kind of juggle taking care of dogs. So I can't imagine, you know, being a mom. And I think this movie, this character really is struggling with like what being normal is. You know, she's been on this soap opera for 15 years, and now she's kind of trying to settle down and like do the family thing. And at least that was my backstory for her. She was made on the show to be the mom of a 16-year-old. And so to her, that's like an ultimate like diss. And she just feels like now she's done with the show. She's just like, I'm not going to be anyone's mother. And she leaves the soap opera. And so basically it's kind of her struggle and her deciding to have this normal life.
So you've been an actor for a very long time, and you've been a part of a lot of different types of projects, ranging from this to Westworld. I mean, there's just a lot of things that you've done in between. What was it that interested you in acting? What was it that drove you to decide this is something that you want to do? This is a career path that I want to go down as an individual.
Well, I was always interested in movies since I was very young. And I think I wanted to be a director. I remember being like 5 or 6 and saying, I want to be a movie director. And I just really fell in love with movies and wanted to be a part of, you know, storytelling. And I've always been very emotional and very dramatic in life. So I think it's kind of a good path if you're, if you feel like you have a lot of emotions that you want to express, you know. But I kind of, I never was really into like musical theater or anything in high school. It was more like I moved to New York City when I was like 17 and modeled, and then kind of fell into acting. And I met this incredible acting teacher who I studied with in New York for about 2 years. And she really changed my life. She made me see like how beautiful the craft of acting was. And I decided from then on, like, that's something I wanted to pursue from that. So, you know, I owe her a lot for kind of inspiring me to do this. And then I fell into like two small roles. I did a movie with Vincent D'Onofrio. That was my first acting partner, which was really scary because he's quite an amazing actor.
Yeah, that, talk about a scene partner. That's like big. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and he's physically a very tall guy. So he's like 6'4". So I remember I was super intimidated to work with him, just with his body of work is like incredible. And then when I actually met him, I was like, wow, you like, he was so sweet and really, really helpful. And I was like, this is my first movie. I've never done a movie. And he's like, you're going to be great. Like, he was so supportive and really nice. And that was a nice experience. And then I did this movie called Fugly with John Leguizamo. And just, you know, small parts in those movies, but that kind of gave me the push to come to LA and pursue it a little bit more.
Wonderful. And it has worked out quite well for you. One last question here as we wrap up, kind of looking back at your career and all the projects that you've been a part of, was there ever, I know you mentioned your drama teacher, but anybody along the way that has given you a piece of advice or something that has stood out to you that has helped you move along in this trajectory of acting and being an overall pretty much a creative of the arts?
Well, there was one director that said to me, just be you. He's like, no matter what, just be you, because there's no one in the world that can ever take your place, meaning anyone. You know, we're all who we are for a reason. And I think there's something so special about just like embracing all our idiosyncrasies and all our little things that make us unique. And I always remember that. And I think that's really, really good advice. Just always be you and never apologize for being something that, you know, you feel in your heart is being true to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely advice to live by, especially when you are doing anything creative or whatever the case might be. You know, I think it just takes a lot of vulnerability and a lot of just a leap of faith, I guess would be the best way to describe it, and really putting yourself out there regardless of what you're creating. Because like you mentioned, once you do something, it's out there, and like, you know, you can't erase it. But everything that you've done has been fantastic. And these two movies are great. If people want to watch them, I know Party from Hell is on Lifetime. The other one, is it a Lifetime film as well? Or where can that be streamed?
Want and Want is actually available on Amazon, and it's available on YouTube for purchase and Google Play right now.
Yeah, both of them great movies, and congratulations on all your success. Excited to see what the future holds. Jackie, thank you for joining us today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brett. I really enjoyed talking to you too.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.